What do you do when the answers just don't come? I was having a conversation with my son the other day, and well, my son, he's in California. A little bit background on him. He is married to a lovely woman, and they live in California, and he is currently finishing up his time in the police academy, and also his time in the National Guard. So I think he has 2 more years in the National Guard, and I think he has, December is when I think he finishes the police academy, and he starts his career as a police officer. And I'm very proud of him. And, well, I mean, I am proud of him. All right, so I'm just going to get real here. I love you, Garrett. I'm very proud of my son. I'm very proud that he wants to serve his country, both in the military as well as a police officer. It's just, it's not him. I'm worried. I'm sure that's true of every mother whose son, you know, serves, or child serves, woman, you know, daughter or son. But so any of their children serve, it's very difficult. And what makes it so much more difficult is the time we're in, right? Well, there's not a whole lot of love, though, for the police. And, you know, the way, I mean, how many wars are we in right now? And it's, please, don't think that I don't, again, support our military. I absolutely appreciate the sacrifice they make to serving us, to serving this country, to protecting us, because that's what they're doing. You know, they're putting their lives on the line for us. So absolutely, I hold them in the highest regard. And whether that is our military, our police, our you know, firefighters, our first, any of our first responders, you know, they're doing it for us. And of course they deserve all the appreciation and for their sacrifice. And it's my son. And this is just not a good time. I'm like, Garrett, baby, at any other time, I told him, of course, baby, I support you. And if this is what you're being called to do, then you know I'm going to love you and support you no matter what. I am on your side. And could you wait till after these 4 years are over? Could you try it under a different administration? I was just like, oh, because he joined in 2020. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, there's a lot of mixed emotions I have. You know, super, super duper proud. And, of course, concern on, as, you know, which is normal. And then I got the whole concern on top of that concern because, you know, the whole freaking world is going to pot right now. But all that being said, I know God's got him. So we're good. We're good. You know, children got to do what they got to do. They got to walk their journey. All we can do is pray. And when they seek it for guidance, you know, we give it to them. Not unsolicited. You know, they get to an age when you no longer can just tell them how you, what you feel all the time. Sometimes, you know, you need to wait until they're ready to ask. So this weekend, my son asked. So I was kind of just going over some things that were happening in our lives. And I was talking to him about what I was hearing God tell me. And he's like, "My mom, stop. What do you mean God's," I think I told him, like, you know, God was speaking to me. He said, "What do you mean God speaks to you? I mean, I don't get that. Explain that to me. I don't understand." And I said, "Well," I said, "it's different. It's different for everyone, Garrett." I said, "For me, it's a feeling." I think I shared before that starting this podcast, I felt like God was poking his finger into my shoulder, like just pestering me. And I call that the divine nag. That's the divine nag. It's the nagging that won't give you any peace until you say, "All right, fine, let's go, let's do it." Fine. Stop. Stop nagging. Yeah. Okay. That is the divine nag. And that's, for me, I feel it in my body. It's just this nagging feeling in my body that I need to do something. I need to do this. I need to go talk to this person, you know, and that's happened quite often, right? Somebody, I don't know, I'm being told to go talk to a complete stranger and start talking to him, and I find out that they have cancer, or or something else. And that's happened quite a bit. Not always cancer, but, you know, that someone needed someone to talk to. And God had told me, you know, again, in this way, it's in my body, a feeling, hey, you need to go talk to that person. It's just a drawing, like, I can't explain it, a drawing to this person. And like, I got to go talk to him. And God's going, yeah, you need to go talk to him. Okay. So then I go and I realize, oh, that's why. Anyway, so I was explaining this to my son. I said, now, there have been times where I've literally heard his voice. Now, people are going to argue, and that's not really God. And that's fine. But to me, it was, because, honey, it saved my life. Okay? So, and it was a voice I didn't recognize. And it's only happened a couple of times in my life, and it's just one word. It's either yes. It happened just like maybe, I can't remember, two or three times in my life that I heard a voice. And it was yes, and it was run. And so the time that it was run, I was 8 years old, and I shared this story with my son. It's starting to let him also, you know, he's an adult now, to get to learn about his mom, you know, and you know, his mom's childhood and stuff. So I was 8 years old. We had just moved from Colorado, and we lived in the suburbs of Colorado, and we ended up moving into the inner city, the hood, but we ended up moving into the inner city of Ohio. And, but we didn't change our behavior at all, which we learned very, quickly that we needed to. So, I was walking to school, because I typically walked to school when I was in Colorado. So I walked to school in Ohio, and you know, there was some guy, as I was walking to school, and a man running behind me, and I didn't, you know, I was a kid, I don't know. I turned, started, kept walking. So, and he finally caught up with me, and he was behind me, and I was starting to get scared. I remember being scared. And he started touching me in places. And I started walking faster. And then, you know, he stopped me. And I just froze. And he said, hey, why don't you come back with me to the back here, you know. And I was just frozen, you know. And he came to grab me. And I heard in my right ear, I heard the word run. And man, I took off like a shot. Man, I was gone. I was out of there. And I ran all the way to school. Oh, I'm telling you, you know. And then the office called the authorities, and you know. Anyway, yeah. So that was that time. And so in those cases, I'm, you know, you may say it's not God. Maybe it was an, I don't know. Maybe it was an angel. You know, God's messenger. But it was a voice I did not recognize, and it saved my life. And the other couple times when I heard a strong yes, it was something that turned out really, really, really good. So, yeah, I'm going to say that was God. But most of the time, I feel it in my body. So I was explaining this to my son. I said, but some people, you know, they hear it like an audible, a voice. Some people might see things. Maybe it's a word. They might see a word, or they might, you know, have a vision. I mean, this may sound crazy to some people, but I don't think it is. And so there are different ways that we experience knowing, the higher wisdom, the higher knowing that I believe comes from God. And so I was explaining this to him, and he said, you know, Mom, I've been praying, because he's trying to get some answers to some things. And he says, and I just can't seem to get any answer. And I've been praying for it. And I said, well, you know, Gary, I said, let me say this to you. I'm not saying I hear from God all the time. I don't. And a lot of times I don't hear from him on the things I really want to hear from him on. I mean, I'd like some answers here, God. And he's like, radio silence. It's like, well, hello, hello, knock, knock, knock. You asked me to knock. I'm knocking. Okay. But I told him, I said, but baby, that's where faith comes in. And so when I don't hear from God, and if there's a decision I need to make, or if there's a path that I'm thinking about going down, or whatever it is, and I'm sorry, I'm driving today because I have an early morning class, so I can't walk. So, you know, you're on the road with me today. So I said, I pray that I say, Lord, I'm going to give it to you because I'm going to give it to you because I don't know where you want me to do here. I'm not getting a yay or nay here. So I am going to give it to you that you are going to lead me and guide my steps, because that's what you say you do. And you will close any door I am not supposed to walk into and open the doors to the ones that I do. And I said, yeah, that's where faith comes in. That's where we just have to go step forward in faith and believe that God will direct you. And understanding that he may have you take a step in a direction, right, that then just takes you into another direction. It's like, you know, I got to go down this road for 2 blocks before I take a right to get on the street I really want to be on. And so God will guide your steps, but you just have to just have faith. And I told him, I said, you know, something else that really, this is a lesson that I learned. And my son is a lot like me. So I talk about the lessons that I've learned because he and I are so much alike that I know he'll get it, because a lot of the lessons I've learned, he's now learning, right? So I said, you know, Gare, my whole life, I always try to force things to happen. Always. And part of it was probably that I had to always be in control. I'm sharing this with you now. I didn't share this with my son. Not, you know, it wasn't the right time. But I said, well, let me tell you first. So telling you that my driving buddy right now, I'm telling you, you know, I had so many control issues because as a child, I had no control. Meaning, I know children don't have control anyway, but meaning I didn't have any control over the abuse, or I didn't have any control over the neglect, or these things that I just didn't have control over, or even whether there was food to eat or not. And so when I grew up, I became super controlling, right? And I had to control every aspect of my life. Food I ate. I mean, and that my refrigerator was full all the time, even if that meant food rotted in the refrigerator. Man, we were not going to be without food, you know, because that's, you know, when you grew up not having any food, and you want that refrigerator stocked. So anyway, so, but control was a huge huge issue for me. Excuse me. Couldn't get that out. And so what I'm going back to explaining to my son, I said, you know, but I controlled things almost to my grave, Gare. And I, you know, would just force it. And I'm like, and especially if it's something I really, really wanted, like I could, it was like, oh my God, I got to have this. I want this. And I mean, every part of my being felt like I wanted this thing, right? And so I would do everything I could to force it to happen. And you know, I guess I got to a point where I was like, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm just not going to do that. Because I'm so busy, or was so busy, forcing something to happen. It cost me my health, or it cost me money. I mean, it cost me my time, or it cost me my standards. You know, it never cost me my integrity. That I would never go that far. But the money I've lost and the time I've lost and, you know, my standards, just lowering them or compromising my standards for what? Because I had to have this thing and I was going to make it happen no matter what. And I thought, you know, that's crazy. You know, why would I want to do that? And a lot of the times, well, actually all the time that I had to force something, it never came out well. You know, there are just some dreams that I'm very, very happy never came true. I'm like, Lord, thank you that dream never came true. Oh, thank you. There are just some dreams we have that, man, we're looking back, we're like, oh, I am so thankful. That one, that one would have been a nightmare. So thank you that it didn't come true. But when I stopped forcing things to happen, and so I had made the decision that, you know, after all the craziness that happened, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, I guess at this point, Yeah, 2020. I'm not gonna force things anymore. I will do the appropriate, the necessary steps that are appropriate to do for what I want. Okay? But once it starts costing me too much time or too much money or too much stress or too much aggravation, or I lower my standards and start compromising on what I want or what it is, when that starts to happen, then I go, it's time for me to back up. It's time for me to step away from it. Because at that point, I know, yeah, I'm forcing this thing and it's not going to turn out well. And I'm not saying you don't work. We have to do the work, right? I mean, you know, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying, you know, just throw your hands up in the air and sit on your butt. You go, oh, Lord's got this. I'll leave it all up to God. You do it, Lord. No, no, no. God calls us to do our part. And at the same time, when we tune into ourselves, we know when it's just gone too far. We know when we're forcing it to happen. And when we get to that point, and this is what I told my son, back off of it. Let it be. Give it to God. And that's, I know that's not easy because we're like, but I really, really want this, you know, or okay, I get it. Do what's necessary and then give it to God. Because when we force things and force things and force things, boy, I'll tell you, not only does a lot of those quote unquote dreams that we fought for, and I'm not saying we didn't work for it, but if we got to fight for it and it destroys our health and it destroys our peace of mind and it destroys relationships, you know, I said, yeah, that's a nightmare. And not only are you potentially, most likely, I'm not going to say 100% guaranteed, but 99% guaranteed of creating for yourself a nightmare of what you thought was going to be a dream. But now, I think God goes, this is what I think. I have no proof of this, but I just my opinion. When that happens, because I have the experience of it, so I'm just going to say, from my experience, and from experiences from people that I know, when we get to a point that we're forcing so hard, you know, I feel that God just kind of throws up his hands and says, you know, you really want this? You think you really want this? Okay. You can have it. Let's see what you do with that. Let's see how good that goes. Right? And yeah. And so I think he does that. I mean, that's a whole freedom of choice thing. And because we're so intent on doing it our way and making it happen. So we not only could be destroying ourselves in the process of, you know, quote unquote, chasing our dream, we're also possibly chasing a nightmare in disguise. And what's really awful, awfully sad, and is that not only are we, you know, getting a nightmare, what's turning into a nightmare, what we've actually done is close the doors of the opportunity, close the opportunity, those doors of opportunity to the real dream that's waiting for us. Because we filled our lives so much with so much forcing and making it happen, and I'm going to do this by God, and I'm not saying we don't work for things. I'm not saying we don't strive for things. I'm saying you know the difference between what's appropriate and what is throwing you completely off track. When you learn how to listen to your inner wisdom, right? I believe it comes from God, that inner wisdom, that inner knowing from that higher self, that higher place inside of us. When we know, tune into that, we know, yeah, no, this isn't right. Yeah. And so at that point we go, okay, are we going to continue to force this or are we going to give it to God? Like, let, you know, que sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be. And what I told my son is at that point, I would say it's time to let go. And just believe that if it is meant to be, it will be. And if it's not, be glad you didn't force it. Because you could have created for yourself a complete nightmare. I mean, come on. I mean, how many relationships are you glad didn't work out? Right? How many jobs and interviews are you glad you didn't get? I mean, I look back on my life and all so many things I thought I wanted, you know, relationships, jobs, careers, whatever, you know, things in my life. And I go, oh, yeah, that would not have been good. And I'm just like, wow, you know, how thankful I am. Just, ooh, I cringe going, oh, God, I was so close to that. Oh, no. You know, we can look back in our lives and see that. Okay, I will speak for myself. I can look back on my life and see it. So I just said to my son, look, when I decided to give up the control, and again, being a control freak, that's hard for me. Well, it used to be. I'm better at it now, you know. All things take practice. But when I gave up control and I just focused on my faith that all will turn out exactly as it's supposed to, and I trust, did I do the work was necessary? Yes, I did. I do my little check mark. Okay. Then I've paid those dues, right? Now, let it go. And trust. And that's hard, I know. And I'll tell you what, having faith and believing that it's going to work out the way it's supposed to work out, well, not only has it that happened for us, for me and for my husband, we decided this on together, we had some decisions to make that we would have to be forced to really make some really, you know, compromises. I mean, not like, you know, personal compromises to our character, but really financial compromises. And we're like, really? You know, and I, no, forget it. We're not doing it. This, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. I'm not going to work that hard for it. I'm not going to sacrifice that much. So, and it worked out beautifully. And not only did we not get what we wanted, we got it exactly what we wanted it for financially. It's like, holy cow, how'd that happen? Well, because we let go. And are we trusted in that it was going to happen or it wasn't? And it did, and we got it. But we would have been okay because we knew, hey, if this doesn't work out, something better is down the road. That's it. So I shared that with my son. And he said, yeah, Mom, I've been used to forcing things too. And I was thinking to myself, yeah, Gare, I know. That's why I shared that with you. But I said, yeah, baby, I know. I said, you know, try this. Just give it a go. Experiment. Just, and you know, if you have to take a step forward on the path, take it forward. But just pray to God, hey, guide me, please. Don't let me take one step without you. Yeah. And so that's what I do. And that was our conversation about what do you do when the answers just won't come. All right. I don't know. It helped him. Hopefully, maybe it helped you too. Maybe. Anyway, if it did, let me know. Get on. I think we are on Spotify now. Yay! We made it. We got up. So feel free to contact me there, or you can contact me at my website. I'm on all the social media, so feel free to just reach out. Love to hear from you. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.